This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, little bit of a sidebar here, as I've just confirmed an exciting guest that will be on the show on Tuesday, and Bulldog does not know who it is, but I believe that you will be happy. I guess I'll cancel it if you're not. I just locked it down. So 20 questions. Have to be questions that can be answered with yes or no.
I'm so good at 20 questions.
If it's not a question that can be answered with yes or no, we won't count it.
Okay. Who is it? No.
Wrong.
Okay. Do we know this person from their athletic career?
No.
Okay. Do we know this person from the... Well, that narrows it down quite significantly. It's probably someone from the world of entertainment?
Yes.
Is this person a musician?
No. Not that I know of.
Okay. It's so much easier when it's an athlete, because then I can just go through sports. But now I don't have sports.
I suppose.
Okay, so the world of entertainment, is this person maybe perhaps a sports announcer?
Yes.
Okay. Are they active?
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe?
Did this person's name come up while we were talking about the 1995 Bills announcers?
It did. Now you know why I was looking at that list.
Okay, well then.
If you weren't with us earlier. It's a fun, amazing list of network broadcasters that called Bills games in 1995. And this person, yes, is one of those people.
Wow. Now, well, that I should be able to remember all of the names, but I honestly...
A couple are dead,
right
so...
Now, right. Well, that takes care of that.
It does. That's right. They're out. Dick Enberg is out. Yeah, it's not going to be him. He's on the show once.
One time. Yeah, one timer. Great timer. I mean, it was wonderful to talk to him.
It was really cool. I've always wondered... He cut it short, like halfway through... Because he was with the Padres in Milwaukee. He was the broadcaster for the San Diego Padres at the time. And just abruptly in the middle of the conversation, he said, I have to go because the bus is leaving or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I always wondered if he really did have to go. But I like him so much, I've assumed he really did have
to. He's like, I've done my time in Buffalo.
He might have been so bored.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
I would really hope not.
Me too. We'll never know.
Okay, so is this mystery guest Marv Albert?
No.
Is this mystery guest Vern Lundquist?
No. Both did call Bills games in 1995. That's
and why both that's... would be, I think, if I asked you, are they active? There's been retirement, but Lundquist still might be doing this or that here or there, right? Little ceremonial appearances even, I don't know.
That's right.
Okay, so who else was on that list? Kenny Albert?
No. He was on the list.
Yep.
Definitely still active.
Yes, for sure.
Also has been on the show once.
Right. I think, was I here for that? I feel like I might have missed that.
You might not have been here.
I think I missed that.
The thing I remember is pointing out how he went to New York University, not Syracuse. And I wondered if everybody just assumes he went to Syracuse. And he said, yes.
I definitely was not here for that. I remember you telling me that and referencing it since a couple of times. Yeah. Who else was on this list, Chris? Come on. It was a couple hours ago. God, I'm so bad.
Yeah, you really did ask the question that opened it up.
Yeah. I mean, it should be easy from here, but I don't remember all that. I couldn't get more than only a handful. What did I get, like three of the names of people?
I could tell you if you want.
It's not going to be Al Michaels again. That's not really a mystery guest.
No, it's not. That's right. I wouldn't put him. I would just tell you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll try for him. So week three, Amazon is here. Miami at the Bills.
Right.
So I would assume he'd be here for that.
Kenny Albert did that Carolina game.
In 95?
Yeah, that's where the Seattle game. Is that the guy?
That's the guy.
Who was the Seattle game?
Jim Lampley? Jim Lampley.
Jeez, wow. Wow.
It's the only I checked with my guy Andy Provin. Because I thought I remembered Lampley doing a Bills game once the ball started rolling on this. And he's my authority on all this stuff. And he said, he looked it up, and he said, it's only the one. It's the only play-by-play Bills game he ever did. But he was here, and I remembered this. He was on the NBC pregame. Mm-hmm. He ran that for a while.
Yeah.
So the Super Bowl year is like 93.
Is he maybe at the desk with Ditka when fans are like throwing stuff at Ditka because they were mad at him for something
or Costas.
When he was still coaching? I can't remember.
I don't know if he was there or Costas was there for that. But yeah, I think he would have been in town for that game, Kansas City in 93.
Yeah.
Jim Lampley will be on with us on Tuesday.
That is awesome.
So I was out with my buddy on Saturday night, and the guy the bartender walks by, and he's, what am I doing? I'm waiting for my friend to come. What am I doing? I'm sitting there on my phone at the bar.
Right.
What do you see on my phone? Underdog draft.
Sure.
Of course.
Yeah.
Right? So the guy says something to me about drafting. I'm like, yeah, you know, we started talking, and somehow it came up that he and Jim Lampley have a mutual friend. And there was a fight that night in Vegas, like a big fight.
Okay.
Just last weekend.
Yep.
I don't ask me who was in it.
I saw reference to it all over my ESPN app.
So I'm going to have to brush up on my boxing here by Tuesday at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
And so the next day, we exchanged numbers. And the next day, the guy texted me, and he said, as fate would have it, my guy was there last night, and Lampley's guy was there. So just email him. And I did.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sorry, a bird just flew into the window.
Oh, no.
It seemed like it flew away.
Birds are very tough.
Glancing blow, it looked like.
Yes.
Anyway.
And earlier, when we were talking about those announcers and he was on that list, Sneaky Joe was listening, and he texted me something about like that game. Joe loves it when, because I'm into the old games, and he'll dabble in that too, but he loves the games from the 90s. And to me, those are not old.
Right. Like, right,
those are not old games. Those just happened.
You were an adult. The 90s. Those games.
Right? Yeah, I was at those games. those were not old games.
That does not count.
Those games were on TV. I'm talking about games that were not on TV.
Right.
So anyway, he loved that game is Seattle Bills 95 is on YouTube. Jim Lampley has the call. And I said, well, don't tell Bulldog, but he's going to be on with us next week. And Joe was super excited about that.
Right. Joe is maybe like me, if it comes from his dad. Like my dad, we used to watch boxing a lot when I was, you know, living in my parents' house as a kid. And even then when I was an adult, when I came back from Connecticut and was sort of getting my feet on the ground, going to Buff State to learn how to do this, Friday night, Saturday night, whatever, like we would watch boxing. And I wonder if Joe's path is the same, if it's his dad that influenced that. But Joe, for someone Joe's age, he might be the biggest boxing fan. It's surprising to me whenever I realize how much he loves boxing.
Well, okay.
Because not a lot of people his age, to me, UFC is a different thing, but boxing, not a lot of people Joe's age, I think, are that into boxing, it feels to me.
Like. I will say 90s into the 2000s with Lampley, Larry Merchant, Foreman even. Like, so Foreman mm-hmm. was in the ring and then ringside.
Yep.
Those broadcasts were great. Like Lampley's brilliant. Foreman was funny and, of course, knowledgeable. And Larry Merchant would be caustic, but that I never cared that much about boxing, but I would watch those nights.
They were good broadcasts.
Because they were so good.
Yep. Yep.
They were so good. And his famous call is his most famous call is the name of his memoir. It Happened, which is Foreman beating Michael Moore to win the heavyweight title when he's in his like late 40s,
yeah.
whatever he was. It Happened. It's like so good. That's the name of his book. And we'll talk about his book next week. But Joe said he tried to get him, and he could never get him.
Wow.
And Phil Lapone, I'm doing his show, his FanDuel thing on Friday. And I said, have you ever had Jim Lampley? And he said, no. Maybe he's tough to get.
Nice job.
His guy was like,
you got a connection.
That's his guy was like, he'd love to do it. That's how Al Michaels was.
Right, that's right.
Through the Bills.
Yeah.
Like
nobody ever asked him because they think he doesn't want to do it because he's Al Michaels.
Right.
Like, I don't want to go on the radio. I'm Al Michaels.
I got a steak to eat.
I got vegetables to not eat.
Right. So that, I think, is pretty cool.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
Yep. And you got it.
And good. Well, yeah.
You got it.
You
asked the right question.
The trail of breadcrumbs from earlier helped a lot.
I was worried when you went to entertainment.
Thinking yeah.
that you would never get back to
no.
sportscasters.
Right. As soon as I got to musician, I realized I should circle back here.
I thought you were ready to guest Drew Barrymore.
Right.
Or somebody.
Well, you know, it was in my head the birthday day. I think you mentioned something about how you thought to try to figure out a way to get in touch with Jason
yeah.
Isbell.
Yeah.
And I thought, like, did you do that? Did you do that and it worked or something? Like, no, that probably isn't it, but I thought I'd start there. That's why.
Yeah, I didn't get back to that effort, but we certainly could. Time out here. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.